Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. Before I start tonight, I'd like to give a shout-out to someone in particular, and I want to say first that this is not a paid advertisement, but I would like to give a shout-out in Clareton to my councilman in Ward 1, Tony Curta. Now, Tony loves his city, and he's one of the best council persons I've seen in a while. He's calm, he's informed, and he works for the people. He always puts up information for everyone to see. He has his own page on Facebook, which he updates regularly. He doesn't argue with people. He just finds solutions. He's a good guy, and he answers his constituents all the time. He genuinely cares about this community. So I just wanted to thank him publicly. He has my vote for another term, and I hope my neighbors feel and do the same. The one suddenly running against him has me blocked and doesn't want to hear anything other than what she wants to hear. So that's a huge red flag. So good luck, Tony. I don't know if we deserve you, but you do a lot of good for the community, and I'm sure we all appreciate it. So you'll be having my vote. So tonight, I wanted to change things up just a little bit. There's a lot going on in the local politics, but instead of us constantly hearing how we're separated or stereotyped and ridiculed, I'd like to talk about what brings us together as a whole, politically speaking. You know, politicians tend to drive their message home by telling us lies, half-truths, and using deception. They have a system, and we all need to stop falling for their games. Part of that system is when they put a lie out, it's over. Once the lie is out, people hear it. It doesn't matter what is said next because the damage has already been done. They do that to us all the time, and we have to stop falling for that. So tonight, let's not focus on what they make the topic of the day to drive a wedge between us all. But let's focus on what we all have in common, politically speaking, which will lend to a better future for our children, for us, for everybody. And I believe that's the goal for all of us, regardless of your party. So, I want to leave this world knowing I did everything I can to effect real change and hopefully move the people towards real healing and understanding, because we've been taken advantage of for too long, way too long. So I want to start with the first thing I believe crosses all boundaries that we have in common, at least the majority of people, I believe, have in common, and that's God. I mean, first and foremost, that's a common bond that we all share. Doesn't matter race, religion, creed, political party, nothing. If we have that in common, that's huge. I'm pretty sure the majority of people still believe in God. I see it everywhere in our district. Growing up here in Clareton, it seemed like everybody went to church. And there was a lot of churches. I was an altar boy at one point. Why is it we can have such a strong common bond yet disagree on so many other topics? The answer to that is politicians, media, and agenda. I also feel that people tend to misuse religion for convenience or as a crutch. Sinning all week and then asking forgiveness on Sunday isn't how it works. But it seems like that's where we're at. I can remember being young, and I mean, just everybody went to church on Sunday, and God was a regular word in our day, and now it's not. I'm certainly no saint, nor am I here to lecture about religion. But I live my life and treat others the same way I'd like to be treated. And honestly, I don't care much for organized religion, because that's gotten out of control as well. But back to the point. This is the strongest, common thread that we have. And frankly, there's not enough of it around these days. It seems to have disappeared from our everyday life. And whether you believe or not, I think that's something that bonds many people together and keeps them from doing the wrong things. So that first one is huge. And I think that you'll agree with me. Unless you're a non-believer, then that's fine as well. But you still have to realize that religion and God play an important role in our society. So the second item I believe that we have in common and that we all want is keeping the government out of our lives. We want small government. Now, both sides preach this. We want small government. We want small government. But neither one practices it. All they're doing is expanding and expanding more and more. Small government is crucial for our individual freedoms. It's what this nation was founded upon. A more efficient, less corrupt atmosphere occurs when governments are limited in size. And we clearly see the corruption on both sides. Our founding fathers knew that something like this might happen, and it's why they didn't pay Congress. They only paid them a per diem. They only had a two-year obligation, and then they just went back home into society and lived by the laws and the rules that they've put forward. They didn't want to pay him because they knew that this is exactly what would happen, what we have today, a bunch of overpaid, undereducated know-it-alls that are destroying our country. So thirdly, I believe something that we all have in common is we want safety and security in our communities. We don't want to walk in fear, especially where we live, which is why the rule of law is another common factor among us all. We want civilized society, not chaos and crime. We want good police, not bad police. We want good communities. I mean, look at the stuff that's been going on in our district lately, McKeesport, Clairton. I mean, it happens all over, but just lately. We don't want to defund the police. We want to help the police be able to do their job more. But it's not even necessarily the police. Again, I've talked about this before. It's the system, the justice system. The police are doing their job, and the justice system is failing us. So I think that we all want safety, security, and the rule of law to be in effect, because that provides us with a better life, all of us, and better opportunities. It cleans up our cities. It invites companies to come in and make those opportunities available to us. So let's move on to the next item, which we all want from elected officials. And I think that we can all agree that they must be fiscally responsible. We all want our politicians to make good decisions with the tax money that they take from us constantly. Yet we've seen nothing but the opposite. We all see these communities, and I've seen it. They get millions of dollars, but not much changes. except maybe some certain bank accounts or maybe some jobs thrown out to friends and relatives, you know, some more nepotism. But where does this money go? They need to be held accountable for that. And we, the people, need to question them at every turn. Don't just believe what they're telling you or believe them because they have a certain letter after their name. We have to hold them accountable. We need transparency. And part of that is fiscal responsibility with our money. We don't want them squandering away the money that we earn so that they can become wealthier or they can hook up their friends. That tax money is for us to fix our roads, to clean the blight, to make improvements and invite companies in. So we have to hold them accountable for that, all of us. Again, it doesn't matter what party you are. We also have common ground by wanting to be successful in life. I think most people want to be successful, and that's why free markets are so important. This is where our real freedom lies, and it's disappearing. The free market, so we can go out if we want and open a business and try to obtain that American dream without being hindered by the government. This is real freedom, where you're unlimited at your potential. But the way things are going now, with the amount of taxations and fees, et cetera, and the amount of spending that the government is doing, they're taxing small businesses so much that eventually the government's going to have to own everything because we're not going to be able to stay in business. Nobody's going to want to open a business because they're taxing them so hard, it's not worth it. No small business owners are getting rich right now. It's always a struggle. So we need to, together, make sure we hold the government accountable for everything, and especially these taxes. If they don't slow down their spending, where's that money going to come from? The small business owner and the hardworking taxpayer. That's where it comes from all the time. You know, maybe when the government steps in and takes over your business because you can't afford it anymore, if you're lucky enough, maybe they'll let you work there for your daily bread rations, because that's where we're headed if we don't come together. I have a hard time with not coming together. My Navy days, it didn't matter. Nothing mattered. It didn't matter what religion you were. It didn't matter what race you were, what color you were. We were all blue. We had a mission to accomplish, and we did it. The last thing I want to talk about is human dignity. We all want to be treated well and fair, ethically, under the law, and in politics. If we are all believers that we are created equally in the image of God, then every life has an infinite value, and we should be judged by the content of our character. And I know we've heard that many times before. As I said before, even if you don't believe in God, the point here, actions speak loudly. Good people shouldn't suffer for what bad people do. Every human deserves to be treated with dignity and love and respect. But we've been separated by agenda for decades. We should have the same access to education and a pathway out of poverty for everybody. That's what the government is supposed to do, and they're not doing it. But if we join forces and come together, this can happen. We need to stop judging people for a letter after their name and look at each individual. Most of us want the same thing. When I was in the Navy and I was overseas, I made a point to talk to the everyday people that I met on the street, And I ask them a lot of questions because that's just how I am. I would sit down and have a drink and talk to them. And most people around the world are just like us. They want to work and make a living, and they want to have a nice family, a decent place to live, and not much hassle from the government. We're all the same. But one thing I did find interesting overseas that's completely different here at home. When you meet people overseas, they ask you about your family, how many brothers you have, do you have any sisters, is your mom and dad still alive, what about your grandparents, do you have, you know, big family reunions, do you have grandchildren, etc. They just, you know, they really want to know about that. When you meet people in America, what's the first thing, probably the first or second question they ask you? What do you do for a living? Because they want to judge you based on what you do for a living. That's not how they handle things much overseas. Big families are important over there. Family bonding is very important over there. And that's something that we lack here in the United States, and we all need to get back to. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to me. If you have agreed with what I've said during tonight's episode, I just want to tell you that you're a conservative. And that's okay. Conservatives aren't crazy people. We're just regular people like you. We all want the same things. I think sometimes we have a different way to express it. But it's okay to be a conservative Democrat or a conservative Republican or a conservative independent. It's all right. Conservative isn't a bad word. It's not what sometimes the media freaks out, oh, the radical religious right. I mean, it's not like that. It really isn't. Of course, both sides or all sides have their radical people. But that's not what being a conservative is about. The things I just talked about are conservative issues that we all stand behind. So I hope that we can get together, have bigger meetings, have town halls. We don't have to have the politicians there for town hall meetings. As long as it's organized and well put together, we can talk amongst ourselves and get to know what's going on in our communities and stop voting by letter. So thank you again for tuning in. Tonight's show, I did a lot of research. I used some of Congressman Johnson's philosophies that he wrote about five years ago. But it's also stuff that I agreed with, and I put a lot of it into my own words. But it's important for me to reach out to the community. I just feel, as a citizen, as a veteran, as a business owner, as someone who works and pays taxes, I just want to help out, and I hope that we can all come together and do that. So, thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, fair winds and following seas.